Dr. Secretary and Office Note on patient Sally Drain, D-R-A-I-N, Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, date of birth 7/22/1953, date of service 4/16/2025, period. The patient, 71-year-old female, who is referred to see me by her PCP for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes the following one: hyperlipidemia, next fibromyalgia, next osteoporosis, next gastritis, next hypothyroidism, next glaucoma, next coronary artery disease, as post cabbage times 2, next depression slash anxiety, next venous insufficiency per paragraph. Past surgical history includes cholecystectomy, next cabbage, next bilateral knee replacement surgery, next left rotator cuff shoulder surgery, next bilateral carpal tunnel release, next Roux on Y gastric bypass surgery, after which she lost around 150 to 200 pounds. Next, social history, patient lives with her daughter. She has had two daughters, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She used to work as an insurance claim adjustment, peer paragraph. Family history, father died from leukemia, mother had heart disease. Review of systems reveals occasional headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. Occasionally, she does have left-sided abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no melena. She does have urinary incontinence. She received bladder Botox by urology, but did not help. She has nocturia up to 1 to 2 times at night, no straining, complete emptying of her bladder, no leg swelling. She does have numbness of her feet. All other systems reviewed are negative. She does report to me that she had been taking Tylenol arthritis 650 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day now for 5 years. In addition to taking Tylenol number 3, recently started 1 month ago. Period immunization, she received 5 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications reviewed and include Tylenol number 3, Tylenol arthritis, aspirin, atorvastatin, buprenorphine, Prolia, Docusate, Famotidine, Furosemide, Levothyroxine, Potassium Chloride, Timolol, Venlafaxine, period paragraph. In physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical, ophthalmopathy, no carotid, bilaterally, no jugular vein distension, bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no rate, period paragraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm, bradycardia noted, no murmur showed, no friction of her lung sac tissue or scaltation, no crackles or wheezes hurt. Abdomen is soft, no hypodomegaly, no sphenomegaly, no gary rebound of rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, she has varicose veins in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam is not focal. Investigation show the following. From March 17, 2025, sodium 143, potassium 4.6, chloride 104, total 02, 30 BU and 30 creatinine 1.36, up from 0.84 in November 2024. Her GFR is estimated to be at 41 milliliter per minute, albumin 3.1. Liver enzymes are always elevated, AST more than ALT. ALT 64, AST 102. ALT 64 and AST 102. Gamma GT is 85. Hemoglobin 11.5. Liver ultrasound shows fatty liver infiltration. Liver kidney ultrasound shows kidney size, right kidney 8.6 centimeter, left kidney 8.6 centimeter. Increased echogenicity bilaterally, period paragraph. Assessment and plan. Uh, subacute kidney injury. Most likely this is related to medication, namely excessive acetaminophen ingestion. Patient was advised to decrease her Tylenol intake. We are going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup, and quantify for any presence of proteinuria, period. Patient was encouraged to avoid any nephrotoxic agents, including NSAIDs, period. Next diagnosis, fatty liver with elevated liver enzymes. Patient may need to see hepatology if no improvement, but this may be related to excessive Tylenol use, period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, fibromyalgia. Patient will be used. She'll talk with her pain specialist about some options. Next, hyperlipidemia. Patient is on atorvastatin. We're going to add CoQ10 because of her musculoskeletal symptoms. Next, hypothyroidism, continue level thyroxine. Next, coronary artery disease, that's post-CABG. Next, venous insufficiency. Next, depression, anxiety, pre-paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Rashidi, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I'll see her back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup results, and I'll keep you updated on her progress. I will report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Rashidi, R-A-S-H-I-D-E-D-I, I'm sorry, Dr. Rashidi. First name is Ghazal, G-H-A-Z-A-L, and the report, thanks.